love and friendship of money. So that's where we are now. We have to sit down and find a feeling of love and friendship for money. Unconditional love. In other words, it's not a love that's possessive, afraid, or comes from fear. In other words, we allow the money to flow. We don't resist it going out, and we don't resist it coming in. We just have an unconditional love and friendship with and for money. This sounds a lot easier than it is. We do this in exactly the same way we played with bringing up a feeling of having money. We sat down, made a commitment to sit here until we find the feeling, searched for it, brought up a feeling of having the $3.6 million in our bank account, felt it in our body, felt it in our emotions as confidence and happiness and joy and excitement and freedom. Now we do the same thing, exactly the same thing, but with loving money. This is probably, for a lot of people, the hardest thing to do, to love money, because in a lot of ways we've been taught to hate it, to fear it, to despise it, to possess it, all kinds of things, but not truly to allow it to be our friend and just to love it unconditional. That's so foreign to us. That's going to take some time and some practice. And you've got to sit down and practice it. For myself, I found it took probably 3 weeks before I could really get a true sense of a feeling for it. It took me that long searching, trying to find it, bringing it up. Because in between there's layers of fear and resistance and old thought patterns as, oh, loving money, that's pretty evil. Where's that all of a sudden coming from? Now we're going to worship money? We're not worshiping, we're just unconditionally loving. There's a totally different scenario there. We have to sit down, take the time, make the commitment, sit down and say, well, I'm not moving here till I at least find a feeling, or I feel I'm closer to it today than I was yesterday, so that each day there's an improvement. Do not leave your spot until you've achieved an improvement from the day before, feeling you are closer to sensing a true friendship and love of money. There's also no point in jumping right to this until we have a true feeling of what it's like to have the money, to have $3.6 million in the bank, until we truly have developed a feeling for that, so that it's there, we know we can bring it up. And we should first bring it up. I found for myself that it's easiest if I first bring up the feeling of having, and then go towards bringing up a feeling of loving and friendship towards money. Until we truly have a feeling, and emotionally, mentally, and physically experienced having the $3.6 million, even without, in true sense, it really being there yet, but in that sense we've experienced having it. Until we've done that, there's no point in moving forward and jumping the gun to loving money. Because first we have to have a feeling of actually having it, to truly love it. Otherwise we're loving something that's always at a distance, something we haven't even experienced yet. That makes it even more difficult, and it doesn't work. Well, I shouldn't say it doesn't work. It may work for some. It has not worked for me. after several years of working on it. But I found that by bringing up the experience of having money, and then once I've got that, switch to loving money, that seems to work quite well. Still takes practice, but after about 3 weeks I got a pretty good feeling for it, very joyous, very happy feeling. It's like a great burden has been lifted off of my shoulder, and I can finally truly love something and have it my friend that, to be quite honest, I've wanted all my life. And I've wanted to love and like and enjoy all my life. But there were those other inbred thoughts and feelings that got in there and got in the way all this time. Through this whole process, I've also discovered a new level of unconditional love in me for anything, my ability to love something unconditionally. For two reasons. One, because I've practiced bringing up the feeling and experience of having something. So I can bring up, now with a little bit of effort, feeling and experience of having, let's say, a car or an object, and really feel like an experience like what it's like to have that. With that, and with the practice then of feeling love for something, of actual practice of feeling love for something, I find that I can bring up the feeling of having and a love for it. Now, this two processes combined together open up the heart center, and I notice that there's a massive flow of love flowing out automatically without my having to even think about it. At the same token, I also feel much, much better than ever before, because I have several feelings. One, the true feeling of having it. Two, the feeling of loving it and appreciating it and really enjoying it at a much greater feeling level than ever before. And with that comes this enormous joy that just seems to bubble up from inside that, to be honest, I've never experienced before and I didn't even know was there or existed. I didn't even know the possibility of that kind of joyous feeling was even there in me. So you can see how the whole process from start to finish is very important. And how important it is that I've recorded everything I've gone through from the start to now. Because then you can see the things a person might go through during the process, because it's not really all that easy. I mean, the bottom line is, if you're in a situation where you're always struggling with money, then there is money issues. And truly, if you were able to love and appreciate money unconditionally and truly have it be a friend, then money wouldn't be an issue. So we know what the issues are automatically. We really don't have that good of feelings towards money. We think we do, or we like to think we do, but in all honesty, we don't. So I sit, and I have a small bill. It's a $5 bill that I use. I just keep it around in the mornings. I hold that in my hand. I also have my little card that I initially started with the picture of the house and that on it, and at the bottom it says in small numbers $3.6 million. I have both of those. I start off with the feeling of having the money, and because I've practiced so long, it doesn't take me long to bring up that feeling. And right away I feel energized and happy and more confident and more content. And then I take that strength and I use that, and I hold the bill, And I just love the bill. As all money, I use it as a representation of all money. And I truly just bring up and keep working at it and keep working at it a feeling of loving the money unconditionally. I put it down saying to myself, here I am spending it on something. And I bring up a feeling of loving it. It's my friend and it's going somewhere now, but it's coming back. And I work on bringing a feeling of that, then I pick it up. And I continue on with bringing up a feeling of love and joy for it coming back to me. This is easy to say, but you actually have to bring up an actual feeling in you. This is not something you do, or you pick it up and you say, thanks for coming back. That's not a feeling. It has to be a feeling in you, an actual feeling you have to find. Because when it's a feeling, it becomes an experience. And then it will become real. That money will become a friend and will always come to you. Because that's the way friends are. Something you truly love will always stick to you. It may go somewhere else for a time, but something you love will always come back to you. That's the way it is. If we love it unconditionally, if we love conditionally, that's not really truly love. That's need. Need actually causes things to be pushed away. Things we need get pushed away. That's why we need them. We push them away, and so we need them more, and by that we push them away even more. Loving something, truly loving it, means unconditional, and we allow it to go away. If you want to blow away in the wind, blow away in the wind. That money is my friend. I love it unconditionally. I love the joy it brings to my life, the wonderful things I can purchase with it. This recorder, for instance, my computer, all kinds of things. A seat to sit on, the oil to heat my home, to keep it warm, the heat to hot water, all that really truly comes, in a sense, from money. That energy that is created by all that there is. After 3 weeks, and this is what it roughly is right now, I'm finding a feeling for it. But I realize I've got a long ways to go yet. I could probably work on this and will work on it the rest of the year. Each day, expanding that feeling a bit. And each day, as I've been doing it, I've noticed I've become happier. And each time I touch money, that's the neat part, some of that feeling actually comes up. See, as soon as now I touch money, let's say I'm spending it or taking it out of my pocket to buy something, and the minute I touch it, I'm going to do it right now. You can probably hear this. Yeah. Right away, I start getting a feeling and a confidence of having $3.6 million in the bank. And I truly love it. It's like a friend that just came to visit me. You know that feeling you get when a friend comes to visit and you're happy to see that person? And it's like, oh, they come back. Something you love always comes back. That's what it feels like. As soon as I grab money. And even if I put it down, I'm going to do it right now. I put it down. I'm happy. It's like a friend is going to go somewhere else, but I know this friend is going to come back and probably bring more of its friends. I also like the smell of it. It has kind of a strange smell. Nothing else in the world has this smell. Only money has this particular smell to it. Nothing I've ever smelled smells like this. It's a unique, interesting smell. So I'm looking at it right now. And because I've practiced this now for 3 weeks, the feeling is already starting. And if I look at my heart center, I can already see the flow opening up just from my holding this money. See, these are the trigger mechanisms that we begin to create with this practice that we've been doing. There's so many good things happen. So each time during the day now, I pick up money, I pay for something, my heart center begins to open. I feel like I'm a wealthy man, and I'm very happy. It increases my happiness. By holding this money, my level of joy has probably more than doubled in the last few minutes because of my practicing. Now, as we go on with this, continuing to practice this every day, expanding the feeling more, and in time, we also begin to create other objects the same way. Let's say we create a car. Well, first, we bring about the feeling and emotions of having this particular type of car that we want. We practice this. Then, we move over. Once we actually have the feeling of having the car, we move over to loving it, to truly having it a friend. That, right there, will create one fantastic car, and I'll tell you why. That car will run and run and probably never break down. No problems with it. Because we've poured so much love into it while it was being created and brought to us during that time, and filled it so full of that loving and caring and friendship energy, that's going to be one fantastic car. The best that has ever come off that car line. Also, each time, we're opening our heart center. Now, once we receive this car, then we'd stop doing it probably and switch to something else. But each time we go to that car, we look at it, we drive it, we'll reconnect with those feelings that we brought up of love, of appreciation, of caring, of friendship for it. And that will instantly open up in us every time we think about the car, we touch the car, we drive the car. So what's happened now? The same thing as with the money. We bring up these enormous, happy, joyous feelings. And as this spreads into every object, into everything we create in our lives, be it a house, a car, clothes, friends, everything becomes more and more and more joyous. Because we're also triggering them as trigger mechanisms to open our heart center and open the valve for more joy to flow into our lives. You see how this all comes together and becomes a spiral that lifts us higher and higher. Now, if we had learned this, let's say starting in kindergarten, by the time we got to 15 or 16 years old, this would be so much part of our lives that our lives, the joy we would be living and experiencing, would be unexplainable right now. Because we've never experienced anything like that. It would be that amazing. And it's going to be. Because each time we practice and each time we go on, we're expanding more joy. We keep expanding it, bringing about more. And it's good to love things because this is a physical world, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to live in a spiritual, ghostly world, that's fine. But that's where you came from. You wanted to live in this physical world and experience these physical things. And if you haven't fully realized that these physical things are created out of energy, and that energy comes from all that there is, it comes from love. So it can only be love. Lead is not a bad metal. If you want to put some gunpowder behind it and shoot it in someone's head, well, the lead is still not bad. I think the actions were perhaps not kind actions, but the material had nothing to do with this. This is all energy that we formed into solid matter, the same energy that we're comprised of. In other words, this energy comes from all that there is, whatever that is, which means it's love, which means all of this is made of love. Every material thing there is in existence that we know of is made of love. It's that simple. So hating it, despising it, fearing it, that's just stupidity. Unfortunately, somehow we picked some of this up, believed it, accepted it, thought it sounded right, and so we lived it. But now we know better, and so now we can make the changes. And we'll improve our lives. So, bring up the feeling. Looking at it, sitting there, contemplating, doesn't do anything. Bring up the feeling. Bring up the feeling of loving this money and having it a true friend. Find the feeling. I don't care how long it takes. It's in there somewhere. You may never have felt it before, so you have to find it. It takes time. Every day, do it. You want to see miracles? You just do that. And you'll see miracles.